Hey now, you're listening to Central Division, a podcast about life and everything that matters in the world. I'm here with my co-host, David Coggins, who's in New York City. I'm in Los Angeles. This is Michael Williams. Thanks for joining us.
Michael, what if you just started working for NPR? And you're just like, you know what? I've had enough success in the men's space. I'm just public radio. I think it would be great. Investigative journalism.
I think it's a great idea. I always feel like the NPR people are like having a conversation and they're trying to really talk softly. Like that's how it sounds. It's you're listening to up close.
Completely. No, it's an intimacy. It's what sounds good on Subaru car radios. That's how they've tested it. One time, strangely enough, on New Zealand public radio for an interview, and he spoke that way, that I found myself imitating without realizing it, a NPR person. So I started speaking that way too, with the same sort of cadence. I couldn't help myself. It just is sort of drilled in if you grew up listening to that.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I was on KCRW once when one of the fires happened. They interviewed me about evacuating from one of the fires, which was pretty funny.
Well, it's still always a mystery to me at the end of those interviews when they say thank you and they're talking to someone, they're like, thanks, goodbye. And they're just, are they hanging up? Are they talking about going for a cocktail later? What do they say when it's going to air? Because I did our friend's podcast the other day and I said so long afterward, like goodbye. And then they literally hung up on me. I mean, there was nothing there. It wasn't like, when is this going to run? I mean, I guess a podcast is different.
You know, I'm experienced in dealing with producers. So, you know, that for me doesn't, you know, just because of my PR background, you know, I know that all those conversations will happen separately. So you just, they have to segment on to something else, you know?
What camera am I looking at? You're looking at the wrong. What do I do with my hands?
How are you? So you seem like your life is back to feeling almost as Coggins-y as it was, you know, before in the before times.
Yeah, I'm back to complaining about people in the lounge, the Delta lounge, and so that feels really normal. It feels really natural. It was a crazy week, and I know we've had a lot of Coggins time. We don't need to get into all of it, but it was nice to travel. It was nice to be in California, Northern California specifically, and full of people that also I'm still trying to wrap my head around.
I don't know what you're talking about. So, you know, you'd have to tell me more. Me to know that I was logged. I couldn't find the password to my Instagram for the last 4 days. So I haven't seen anything that's been going on.
I think the one thing about, well, it's been a while since I was part of something that other people knew about and had opinions, positive or negative about, and could follow along on social media, because there's just been so few things like that.
Thankfully.
Instagram, I don't know. I don't know if
let me say it for you. It's the fucking worst Instagram. There's nothing good about it.
Forgetting Instagram, just all of the things we complain about now, do you think they're going to be more part of our lives in 5 years? Or we'll look back and say, well, that was a real era when people cared about whatever it was, TikTok, videos, stories, nonsense, even though we know it's not good if it just becomes part of our life. Like, NutraSweet.
You know, I think it's interesting. I've thought about this a little bit with other memories and what you recall from an era, and how I think the replaying of the memories then gets, I don't know, reshaped or polluted or changed, altered during the process of remembering it. Mm-hmm. So it's like when you discover something from a toy or something you had from when you were a child, and it isn't at all what you expected it to be, or it's not like what you remembered it to be, right? Because your memory then, as it gets redone and redone and redone, then just morphs into something else. So, you know, I think like I look back at 2010, it's interesting. I have like a lot of photos from Flickr from like 2008 to 2011. And, you know, it's interesting to like look back at those photos and think like, this isn't really what I remember about this. And it changes. So I think to answer your question, in 5 years, we're probably not going to remember the nuanced, you know, things about it. You know, I think we'll just remember it broadly or something.
Right. It's like your childhood schoolroom is you go back and visit and it's much smaller than you thought because it was or your teacher was shorter than you remembered. It just seemed big to you at the time. Of course, that's if you're a kid. Now just feels like some of these things are in our lives and we need to get them less into our lives. Anyway, we've talked on social media topics a lot. What's going on? Are you getting ready for? I mean, it felt like recently it just felt like a new season, a new time, people being outside, wearing different clothes, eating different food, kind of feeling a different mood, feeling a different kind of positivity towards their fellow men and women. Are you starting to feel it? Are you starting to get, are you planning things? Are you starting to get one of your many cars polished up, ready for the Southern Cal season?
The Concourse de Palisades. You know, I was late this morning to record this or this afternoon for you. I know we only exist in Eastern time, so I'll try to never let another Pacific time reference come into play. But I was late because I was out getting my hair cut.
Oh, nice.
And which, you know, felt like a real thing, you know. Mm-hmm. That felt good. You know, my hairstylist said that he's like, I think let's do like an Ethan Hawke in the 90s thing for you. And I said, that is just so polite of you to say something like that to me. And I'll be the like Coke bloat version of that. You know, whatever you can do is like.
So you were late because he was finishing with LeBron's fade. You had to wait for Bron to get out.
Yeah, exactly. But I, you know, I booked a flight. I'm like, yeah, like things are happening. I'm like back in the Delta app. I'm like, is everything still working here? Like, what's up with, I'm like, is the Sky Club even like, is that open? You know, it's like, how does this work? I don't even know. Do I need to get tested? There's so many questions.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, I'm feeling like things are definitely like becoming more and more normal. And it's just, I don't know, you just kind of don't have the everyday stress of like walking around thinking like something bad's going to happen. You know, when at the point we're at, so that's cool.
Yeah, it's interesting when you just like what seems normal easily or what still seems surprising whether it has to do with the crowd or a social situation where you're just not ready to go back into that space somehow, or it strikes you that you haven't done it for a while and you lost maybe that kind of muscle memory of small talk or something like that, or sitting down at a table between two people, which I, you know, did for basically the first time outside.
Yeah.
And you know, turn to the person on your right and try to act like it's normal. Or do you want to skip and say, let's just not talk about the last year? Or do you need to do that too, in a way?
I feel like I'm more interested in seeing people now than I was before. Like, I was thinking, you know, maybe I'll go over and meet, you know, an acquaintance, you know, and I was kind of eager to go have a meeting, you know, where I feel like in the before times, I'd be like trying to avoid that, like the plague. Or now I feel like, I'm sort of craving, you know, just like the meetup casual thing, you know, which is cool. That feels like things are normalizing when that's happening. But, you know, I think there's going to be definitely some long-term impact of this, but I also think like we're probably going to snap back into, you know, some of the old ways and maybe like be a more evolved version, you know, in the future, which is cool. And, you know, if there's any positive out of this.
I'd like to evolve. I'm ready to evolve.
You seem evolved. You seem more introspective. You seem kinder. Words that I've been doing some social listening, you know, scanning Twitter and whatnot. And, you know, I think your tag cloud is coming up with words like kindness and gentlemanly and fishy, sort of fish smelling. That's one thing.
Definitely a little oily on the I think, you know, I feel like if we're not humanized in our 40s after the last year, I don't know what's going on. I mean, there's just no other way. And it's actually funny sometimes when I forget to be just so quickly do we get used to things working again that our expectations get back to where they were ahead of the time. So if you are in, I know this sounds absurd, but like the Delta Lounge, and you're like, well, this doesn't seem like it's run very correctly. The sort of thing that would have bothered me in the past, if there's weird lines or people behaving in a way that I find subpar. 6 months ago, I would have just been happy to be there. Six weeks ago, you're like pretty ready to do it. And now you're like expecting it to be up and running and working fine and like get these jerks out of the line asking for Diet Cokes with no ice and holding up everybody and like, get out of there.
Filling up your Nalgene with Diet Coke. Yeah. That's annoying. Yeah. Yeah. When I hurt my knee, I didn't travel for a while. And then when I went back to the airport for the first time, I was like shocked by what was going on there. And just like you see when you step back from it, you just see like the level of, you know, sort of the animal instinct that comes out in humans, which is nuts. And I don't appreciate it. I'm not like super, super keen to like travel, you know. There's some places I would like to go, but I'm not like dying to, you know, travel, be on the road all the time. I liked being home and never having to be like, oh, I'm going to miss that. I'm out of town or whatever. You know, I'm just here for everything.
I'm definitely, I think the word is, whether we want it or not, like intentional. I'm really more intentional with what I want to do and not dictated by nonsense that we read about or see on the old social media, but a place that I want to go to Maine, or I want to be in this place that I care about, or even discover something in a very particular way. And I think people are going to just, certain places feel that I either have always liked, seem really attractive, or a place that seems like a very strong version of it's not a strong version, just a place that has a strong feeling, like Venice, Italy, or Lisbon, are places that seem very attractive to me, Marrakesh, I guess. And I don't feel I have to do very much there. I can just enjoy being in a different culture and with colors. And that seems like I wouldn't think, oh, I've got to go to the best restaurant or bar or whatever. I just be in that place. And that feels really nice. And even just thinking about it.
That sounds perfect. You know, it's a good way to ease into it. Right.
Yeah. I think there's that. And maybe that will be something that lasts too. I mean, I do want to go to a place where of course, it sounds lovely to go to a sushi restaurant in Tokyo, or obviously I have to mention Japan. I don't feel like I would be researching heavily, or I would just feel like I need to be busy. I just want to be there.
You know? Yeah. I think that's good. You know, I think that the idea of trying to do everything possible and go to the best possible version of everything, like, to me, is just so exhausting, you know? Like mentally and so many, and you know, it's nice to like have a loose structure and to know a few things that you want to do and maybe a few things you want to check out. And then everything else kind of like happens in the flow of it all. You know, that to me would be really cool. And then not having to try to jam everything in, like, I don't care eating at a bad place in a good city, you know, it doesn't really bother me. But yeah, I think, you know, I think life is getting back to normal, which is cool. You know, I wonder, like, in the future, you know, how hard it's going to be to schedule with you when you really get back. And, you know, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm like at a layover in Cincinnati connecting to the Bahamas or wherever, you know, wherever you are in Atlanta. And we're trying to like cram this in while you're getting a massage at the airport masseuse. What's that place called?
Podcast massage. It's just funny to me because, so I was with our friend Matt Hranick, and I asked him about some dates. Like, could we get together? And that seemed not that far off by my standards. And he gives me a hard time because he thinks I plan very, very far in advance. Mm-hmm. And I think he's living like an insane person and doesn't even know what he's doing for Memorial Day, which I just don't understand how that's possible for a busy person like him. I understand it if you're living the van life and some nonsense. But do you think of, you like the plan, you like to know, you like to have it etched in the official Williams family date book?
I mean, I think I have to, like, you know, as part of having a family, have to plan some of these things in a different way that makes it a little bit more challenging. Like, you know, I think I might be too capable around the house because, you know, your presence then becomes missed. You know, if I was totally worthless as a father, then I could probably be anywhere, you know.
So you kind of wish you misplayed that one.
I did. I did, exactly. I had a job once. I don't know if I've ever told this story, but they, you know, they would rotate the assistants on the phones if the receptionists were out one day, and every assistant would do like an hour. And I hated it. It was like the worst thing in the world. And so the first day I went, I just made sure no one got any phone calls the whole time. And then they were like, "You're banned from the desk." And I was like, "Perfect." Yeah. I should have done that. I should have done it like that. But we do end up like planning things in advance. I wish I could be a little bit more like, let's go next week to wherever. Mm. And actually right now, like, cause I don't have anything really scheduled for the most part. I'm like doing like, I have like one weekend in August and trying to coordinate a couple other things. And so it's like right now it's like totally open. And I was trying to get Aaron Levine to come out here and drive up to Oregon and play golf and whatever, but we couldn't get it to work. But yeah,
that's Levine just gets the you just book a private flight and it'll be fine, and that's the easiest way to solve anything. But it is, when he did that, because he drove out to New York, as I'm sure some of people know, and it was so cool to live. Not casually, but just in, okay, I'll see you tomorrow, or I'm coming next week. Hopefully you're there. And actually just him being in New York City was so nice, and running into him at an event felt so exciting in a way to see him out and about. Or it could have been it definitely him, but if you have a friend that you see publicly, you sort of forget to what it's like to run into people and in one space, not randomly on the street, but that you go somewhere that you might see. And I know we've talked before about how Los Angeles doesn't really do events the way New York does, but I have to say for 10 minutes, I was very into an event. Probably the 15th minute, I should have cut it at that point, but 10 strong minutes, I'm good.
Intense.
Oh my God, how have you been? Oh my God.
Did you see, I know you probably don't watch Saturday Night Live, but there was one skit I saw that they were like joking about like every conversation after the pandemic. And it's like, what vaccine did you get? Yeah. And oh my God, let's just not talk about that, please. Yeah.
Let's move on to the next. What's the next thing people are looking forward to? That's what I want to know. But I was talking to a friend who works with a really great hotel in Montana, and they are basically booked until September. I have a feeling that American high end and all middle, all end destinations are going to be completely booked this summer. I don't think a lot of people are going to be, even if they want to go to Europe, I think they just, let's just go nearby place we know for sure. And they're going to be, for those of you who don't plan in advance, you're going to get heartbroken if you're not locked into your favorite ranch or lodge or coastal inn.
It's, I feel like there's a lot of that we probably don't realize, like, you know, to your point earlier about wanting things to just be functioning as they were and up and running and full speed and normal. I feel like we're going to see this whole moment of, you know, the everything's booked or you can't get certain things. It's going to be, you know, it's going to take a while for everything to sort of normalize, it feels like.
You've been listening to a free preview of Central Division, a podcast and newsletter between David Coggins and Michael Williams. To access all of our podcasts and all of our newsletters, visit centraldivision.substack.com. Thank you.